Now, we saw last week there was the controversy around the NAPLAN results because it was suggesting that we're not getting any better. Our kids, particularly year 3 and 5 students, it was showing that the proficiency in spelling was not great, not great at all. And it's the basics that we seem to be getting wrong. Even though those NAPLAN tests are there to try and encourage better results, we're not seem to be getting it. So it goes back to the methods, doesn't it, in the way that we're teaching kids? And let's talk about that. Dr. Alison Madeline is a Senior Research Fellow at Multilit and joins us on the line. Thanks very much for your time, Alison.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going back in my memory to my kids when they were at school, and I certainly can recall the youngest one. He would come home with his list of words, and then he'd have to do this kind of cover, you know, write, check type scenario.
Look, cover, write, check,
yeah.
Yes.
You think that we need to get rid of that?
Yes. Those sorts of methods are really promoting the use of memory. And we can only, you know, as human beings, we can only remember so many words in our head.
Yep.
So that sort of system of getting a list, learning it, being tested on the Friday morning and possibly not seeing those words much again is really not helping students to spell, to improve their spelling long term.
Okay, because I can remember sort of having the discussion of, well, hang on, Ben, you just give me the list and I'll give you the word and you just say it out to me. And he was always a bit reluctant about that because I think he knew he might get caught out. But the whole memorising thing and knowing that he was like doing it himself made him feel better. So is it actually easier for students to do that? And is it a bit of a cop-out, do you think?
Well, the problem with memorising is that we do need to use our memory for spelling, for a certain amount of spelling, but if we rely on that as our sole method, our hard drive in our brain is going to get full at some point. We're not going to be able to remember as many words as we need to remember. So we need to be using different methods so that students have other strategies to draw on when they're spelling words, particularly when they're spelling words in their writing.
So come on, give us an idea, because certainly if you talk about times table, the best way for you to learn that is not just to sort of remember the end figure, you know, if you're talking about, you know, 5 times 5, but it's actually to be pronouncing it all out in one go. Are you talking the same with spelling?
What we're talking about with spelling is that we want to see what we call language-based instruction going on in schools. So this is instruction that is teaching the children about the internal workings of the English language rather than just how to spell one certain word. So they would be learning about things like speech sounds, letter sound correspondences, which is what they would be learning in a good reading program as well. They'd be learning some spelling rules and conventions. They'd be learning about morphology, which is combining word parts. You might remember adding prefixes and suffixes
Yep.
to base words. And also acquiring some knowledge of word origins can also help with spelling.
So you don't think that the sort of the curriculum has enough that's comprehensive around spelling at the moment? It's literally what you say, you know, your book cover, write, check technique?
Yeah, it varies a lot from school to school, and often you see spelling activities being assigned rather than actually taught. So there might be a textbook that is supposed to be teaching spelling, but there's actually no instruction. It's just complete this page on these particular words.
Right.
We need active teacher instruction, explicitly teaching spelling rules and conventions to students.
And spelling out loud, you know, phonically? Yes. I mean, yeah, you think you should?
Yes, spelling out loud is helpful as a way of practicing during the lesson, but in reality, students are going to be spelling in their writing. That's the whole point of learning to spell, right?
Yep.
So they can write.
Yep, exactly. Now, here's the sort of elephant in the room. It's a thing called spell check. Well, it's taken over, hasn't it? I mean,
yes.
It it creates the ultimate lazy way of going about things.
Lots of people use spell check as a reason for not having to provide instruction in spelling because they don't really need to know that stuff anyway because
Correct.
There'll be a spell checker to help them. But there are some limitations of that technology. For example, I often spell the word from, and it comes out as form, because I tap the keys in the wrong order.
Right.
No spelling error.
Yes, of course.
Because form is also a word.
Yep.
So there are limitations to those sorts of spell checkers. Sometimes you misspell a word and it's actually another word and it's not helpful.
Right. But nevertheless, you know, what I use for emails and so on, as I'm writing, as I'm doing it, it tells me that I've typed something wrong.
Yes. And often when you know that you've typed something wrong, it doesn't actually tell you what the right thing is necessarily. Sometimes it gives you some choices. And you have to be able to make the right choice.
Do you know, I know how I learned to spell. It was religious use of a dictionary. I'll still pick up a Macquarie or an Oxford dictionary and have a look. I've got them on my desk at home. I'll still do it. Dictionaries still exist, do they?
Well, mostly I think now they're online. Some children find using dictionaries really difficult because in order to use a dictionary,
you need
to know the order of the letters.
Yep.
If you don't have the order of the letters, the dictionary's not much good to you.
That's interesting. I haven't thought about that. I just know that I was fastidious to make sure that I got things spelt right because I worked in a print environment, newspaper environment. So as I was writing, I would pick up the dictionary and do that rather than go to spell check, to be honest. But I just wonder, I don't see dictionaries out and about too much these days.
No, not physical ones anyway. I know when I learned to spell, I learned primarily from memory. And it's only as I've become a teacher and started working in education that I've actually learned the spelling rules and thought, gee, that would have been useful back when.
Yep. Now, do you think that there's actually a movement on, though, to change the look, cover, you know, say, write, check sort of style?
I think there is a lot of movement in the reading space, and there's, of course, a very close connection between reading and spelling. And once schools start integrating their spelling instruction with their reading program, they're much more likely to go down this language-based path rather than a mainly a rote memorization sort of path.
Because those NAPLAN results must be concerning, you know, that we've still got a third of them that are failing proficiency in spelling, for example. That must be concerning and starting to hit home and maybe thinking about changing the way we do things.
Yes, and in fact, some schools don't actually teach spelling at all.
Right.
Which is obviously a problem.
Do you know schools like that, do you?
Yes.
Are they in the public education system?
I think they're all over the place.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a worry. Maybe I'll come back to you offline and you can tell me, give me some names of those schools and we'll ring them up.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay, all right. Alison, thanks very much for joining us to discuss it. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And that's Alison, Alison, I think.